Question six, what are the most common sins that could lead someone to possession?
Father Ripperger said that one mortal sin is sufficient for the demon to possess a person. Now, that's extremely rare. We see multiple sins that in cases of possession, we see certain patterns of sins. One of those, the two primary that I've seen in my experience, are violations of the first commandment and violations of the sixth commandment. So there's always some element of sexual deviation in cases of possession. And there's usually generally some element of occult activity, some violation of the first commandment. And so usually when it's those two combined, that's kind of the 1-2 punch, if you will, for diabolic affliction. God is so patient with us. And I'm not advocating committing mortal sin to test that. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more and all that. I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, those two, that combination of first commandment violations, but also a sixth commandment or sins against the sexual sins, those two seem to be the big ones. Other ones that track that we've seen in the field, believe it or not, those are obvious ones, but we also see a principle that I put in the book, the demon looks for the mouth that blesses and curses. And so we often see patterns of sins of the speech, sins of detraction. In the catechism, I forget the numbers. We bring Jesse on, he memorizes all these numbers. He knows all Bible passages in catechism, but sins, offenses against the truth. It's like, I forget, I'm not going to guess wrong on the catechism, but it lists up there, libel, slander, gossip, detraction, rash judgment. The enemy moves in this field. He looks for that mouth that blesses and curses. So that's another thing that exposes the enemy to us. Oftentimes we see heresy, believe it or not. Heresy, the demon holds under that. Anything you're holding that's contrary to the revealed truth of the Roman Catholic Church, any false beliefs, the enemy's going to hold behind that. But in terms of the big ones, it's going to be first commandment violations, some practice in the occult, and also usually sexual sins is another big one. Of course, you've got, abortion, murder, you got the big ones as well. But as a general rule, those are the two that we see mostly.